Hi, everybody. Welcome to Blockbusting, the podcast where we love to hate movies. I'm your host, Jay Light. Joining me today, Kazeem Rahman.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm good. How are you?
I am here, and I'm ready to do battle. Let's go.
We don't need to do battle. Honestly, this is you're going to be shocked. So Kazeem is doing a rare defense of a movie that I thought was going to be total trash based on everything I've ever heard about it, Wild Wild West. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Not as bad. It's not that bad. You know, here's what happened. Here's why I want to defend Wild Wild West, right?
Please.
Let's preface this. Okay? So this was a long time ago when Will Smith did that horrible concussion movie and, like, he didn't get nominated for the Oscar.
Everybody thought he was going to.
Yeah. And then Chris Rock said, well, it's not fair that Will Smith didn't get nominated for an Oscar, but it's also not fair that he got like $100 million for Wild Wild West. And I was like, wait, time out. How bad was Wild Wild West that he shouldn't have gotten paid for it? And then I went to go watch it and I was like, this is a good movie. It was a decent movie. Because I remember watching it when I was a child and I was like, this movie is amazing, right? There's a spider, there's a mechanical spider, there's gunshots, there's fighting. We're good. What's the problem? I don't know. Yeah.
So, all right. I had never seen this movie. I remember when it came out, I was listening to a lot of Radio Disney when Wild Wild West got played on Radio Disney all the time.
Featuring the legend that is Cisco. Go ahead.
Yes. Somehow it won Worst Original Song at the Razzies,
which is total bullshit.
Not that a bad song.
That song was amazing. Whatever, man.
What are the other songs? I'm looking at the other songs that got nominated that year and lost. Oh, God. Where is it? Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. It was the only one that was listed as nominated that year. Bullshit. Anyway.
Yeah.
Wild Wild West, long decried as one of the worst movies of all time. The most expensive film ever made. When adjusting for inflation at the time of its release, $170 million budget. Didn't do crazy well at the box office, only made $222 million back.
Yes. Broke even to an extent. If we are comparing it to like, because this is 1999 Will Smith. He had finished Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He had done Bad Boys. He had done Men in Black. He had done Independence Day, and then he did that CIA movie, and Enemy of State.
Yes.
So he did those four blockbuster movies, and then he did Wild Wild West. So I understand. So I can kind of understand.
But he turned down Neo to play Jim West.
He did not turn down Neo. He turned down The Matrix. There's two different things.
He turned down the role of Neo in The Matrix.
He did. But it was going to be Val Kilmer as Morpheus, though. Exactly. That movie would have sucked.
Val Kilmer's not as bad as everybody thinks he is, though.
He's not.
Val Kilmer is solid.
You're absolutely right. At the same time, hear me out.
Okay.
I think he was trying to go for a quick win. Right, he had done Bad Boys, which is rated R. He did Enemy of State, which is rated R. He did Men in Black and Independence Day, which were both kind of like buddy cop kind of movies.
Right,
where it's like him with some random white guy, and Will Smith is the main hero.
Yep.
Right, and so he's like, okay, I'll do Wild Wild West because this is a Western. And it's not, Wild Wild West is not for adults. And that's the one thing people need to understand. Wild Wild West is for people in seventh and eighth grade, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's base. You're 100% right there. So this is, I'll say this. I'd never watched Wild Wild West until today when we recorded this episode. And I went in there expecting to hate it. Everybody seems to hate this movie from a critical standpoint. It got a 17% on Rotten Tomatoes.
The blasphemy.
Roger Ebert gave it 1 out of 4 stars, saying, "Wild Wild West is a comedy dead zone. You stare in disbelief as scenes flop and die. The movie is all concept and no content. The elaborate special effects are like watching money burn on the screen."
Listen, yes, the elaborate special effects. Yes. Okay, understandable, right?
Well, yes.
The mechanical spider.
The mechanical, okay, you know the history of the mechanical spider, Mr. Fan of Wild Wild West? Okay.
No, what's this the history?
This is great. So I learned this today while watching and reading about the movie. So Barry Sonnenfeld is director of this movie, right? He directed it after Men in Black. This was his next film.
Yeah.
And there's this guy, John Peters, who's one of the producers on the movie. Okay. And Kevin Smith, after doing this, you know, he got big off of Clerks, and he'd done some stuff, you know, Mallrats and whatever else.
Yeah.
In 2002, he did a Q&A where he talked about working with this guy, John Peters, on a potential Superman movie in 1997 after the success of Clerks. And we revealed that Peters had 3 demands for the script, okay? The first demand is that Superman not wear the Superman suit. Second is that Superman not fly. And the third is that Superman had to fight a giant spider in Act 3. And then Tim Burton came on board originally to direct. Smith's script was scrapped. The film was never produced. Then a year later, they made Wild Wild West with John Peters as a producer, and there was a giant mechanical spider introduced in the third act.
Wow.
So Neil Gaiman, who, you know, comic book writer, fantasy writer, he's got a bunch of movies and TV shows produced. The Sandman, which is now coming out soon for Amazon. They did a proposed film adaptation that John Peters was supposed to produce, and he insisted, according to Neil Gaiman, that a giant mechanical spider be introduced in that film adaptation of the comic book, which has nothing to do with the entirety of
the book.
So this guy just has a hard-on for making a giant mechanical spider happen in his movies.
Listen, and in Wild Wild West, he pulled it off, okay? In Wild Wild West, he got it in there, and I'm not mad at him. I'm not that, how mad at him can I be for Wild Wild West having a mechanical spider?
Can't be that mad.
Can't be that mad.
I think this movie gets a lot of lambast against it because people wanted to hate this movie coming out for all the different reasons. Like, it came out at the same time as Iron Giant, which is a great movie. It came out at the same time as South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, which apparently people were buying tickets to see Wild Wild West and then leaving to go watch South Park.
Yeah, probably.
Bill Clinton apparently got super mad at that and tried to make R-rated films harder to sneak into because of this specifically. So I don't know, take that with a grain of salt, I guess. But this movie is not, as far as like special effects spectacles go, with a couple of jokes in the screenplay and pretty solid acting for a movie like this. This review, I think, is the most damning evidence that like this movie is getting a really unfair shake. This is from Janet Maslin of the New York Times. "The film leaves reality so far behind that its storytelling would be arbitrary even by comic book standards, and its characters share no common ground or emotional connection." So the moment you compare this movie to anything comic book related, your critique goes out the window, because there are so many comic book movies that come out now with special effects, spectacle bullshit that is in the same vein as this, with the same wry, jokey dialogue and showing off some lady butts every once in a while and some boobs that get lauded by critics.
And
audiences love them. And it's absolute bullshit.
And that's another point I wanted to make. When I say this movie was clearly for like sixth, seventh, and eighth graders, maybe ninth graders, the random butt shots that they would do in the movie were so like, okay, I don't know why Selma Hayek's ass is a part of this movie. I'm not mad at it, but this movie clearly is for like horny teenagers.
It is. Obviously, it's for horny teenagers. You get to see Salma Hayek's butt a couple times. You almost get to see boobs at the very beginning of the movie.
At the very beginning. At the very beginning. Underwater.
Like trying to fuck in a water tower, which makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. He's Mr. West.
What do you want? He's Mr. West. It's Tame of the West. This movie is this movie is patently ridiculous. And I think that's okay. I think it's okay for a movie to be this insanely insane.
Yeah.
Because it knows what it is. It's not a movie that's trying to be a good movie.
No, it's not. Because I don't complain about Fast and Furious movies. And in Wild Wild West's small and in defense of everyone else that's critiquing it, they critique this movie in 1999. Fast and Furious hadn't come out yet. The Marvel superhero universe hadn't come out yet. Transformers hadn't come out yet. So it's like so much, you know, so many movies with that use this formula of just, you know, funny lines, occasional cute women, and then graphics.
Yeah.
Right. So many movies that just use those three things as the backbone of their movies hadn't come out yet. So this was like a first. This kind of set the tone. Thank you, Will Smith.
Thank you, Will Smith. This movie truly, without Wild Wild West, we might not have had a lot of other movies. I feel like Michael Bay probably watched Wild Wild West and so after making Bad Boys and was like, let's do some other fun shit with like a metal
monster. But here's the thing though, I think also the movie did so bad critically that after this movie, Will Smith did The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Yep.
He did Men in Black 2 and he did Bad Boys 2.
Mm-hmm.
And he did Ali. So the movie was needed. The movie was needed to steer Will Smith to correct that course, to make sure he's picking movies that, you know, for the rest of the early 2000s, he kind of dominated the box office.
Yeah. This movie is integral to Will Smith's career and integral to the American film landscape.
So is, in my opinion, in my limited knowledge of movies, yes.
I support your vision. And I want to know, here's another thing I want to know. Yeah. You saw this when you were a kid, probably in like sixth, seventh or eighth grade, when you're like the target demo for this movie. How many times have you watched this movie since then?
Since then, other than the two times I recently watched it, whenever it was on TV, I would see it in passing. Sometimes it was on TNT, sometimes it was on like TBS. Occasionally it was like the weekend movie or something like that. So I'd say like maybe like eight or nine times since I was like, you know, a child.
All right. I think that's pretty good. Like I haven't seen movies that many times.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if it's on and I like the movie, I'll leave it on and watch it. It's
yeah.
It's not a problem for me.
You've got a good grasp of why this movie works, which I think a lot of people write this movie off because they watch it. And sure, it's not. I wouldn't call this movie a good movie. I can't in good conscience call this movie a good movie. But
then like, it's not for us.
But that's exactly.
It's not for us to say it's a good movie. But if you show that movie to like a fifth grader, they're not going to have any problems with that movie.
No, they won't. Here's the other thing. So this movie has a part of the long and glorious tradition of having really good actors playing parts in bad movies and elevating the movie because they're going at this performance with all of the gusto that like a movie like this kind of requires, where it's an overtly bad movie. Like it's an overt B movie. It is what it is. This is not quite on the same level of like Snakes on a Plane, which I think is my gold standard for a really good B movie.
Mm-hmm. I still have not seen that movie.
Oh, that movie's incredible. If you like Wild Wild West, you will love Snakes on a Plane.
I need to go watch them.
But like, okay, Will Smith, he's doing his like charming Will Smith leading man thing to like some success, some failure in this movie, I think. I think like Kevin Kline, he's coming off of doing like A Fish Called Wanda. He's really like hamming it up in this movie. And then Kenneth Branagh is as the villain of the movie, who's a half man in a wheelchair.
Yes. With a very southern, beyond southern, because we are both from Texas, and I've never heard that accent. I've
never heard anyone talk like this.
That's fine.
He's got the facial hair like he's selling snakes at a flea market. Out of the back of a fucking F-150.
It's so hilariously, especially when they're like, oh, we gotta give honor to the South. And I'm like, oh, no one talks like that. But that's fine. That's fine. Because I still like this movie.
The crazy part also is that, so his plan of working with all of these foreign countries to destroy the U.S., because he's a big fan of the South and all of his people still, like, all of his soldiers still wear Confederate soldier uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
When you see his plan take place at the very end of the movie and you see the map of the U.S. that he's proposing, he's not even taking the South. He's letting everybody else keep the South. He wants the fucking West.
I know. He wants Seattle.
He wants Seattle and Portland.
Portland. This not even Denver. He wants, like, the Dakotas. He literally wanted the Dakotas. He didn't want Florida. He didn't want Louisiana. He said Texas can go to Mexico.
Yep.
I'm like, okay. Hey, listen, the man has a plan.
This right? is the most respectful racist man I have ever said. He's happy to give the Native Americans back their land. Who does that?
Listen, a guy in a wheelchair that's technically not a wheelchair.
And you know what? I'm happy that that Will Smith made a whole bunch of stump jokes. The writing there, that's the kind of joke writing that, like, I know how hard it must have been to come up with 50 lines about having an amputee be your villain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And make them good enough to pass muster.
Yeah. And then, you know, Will Smith, knowing him, he's like, oh, I don't really like this one. Can we say it like this? And I'm like, shut up, Will. Just say the lines. Say the lines.
Paying you $100 million. You might as well just say the lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, this movie's absolutely insane. What do you feel like are things that people have as like a big misconception about this movie that you want to change people's minds on?
I think the misconception about this movie is the misconception about understanding how some movies work in general, right? Not every movie is for me. Right. Some movies are literally for children.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And some movies are for teenagers. And Wild Wild West is not for adults.
Right.
That's the main misconception. So if you read an adult like criticizing it, well, it's not for you. It's not that it wasn't even marketed towards you, I don't think. Right. So that's a misconception. I think a misconception is maybe the action wasn't that good. It was the 90s. There was no 90s movie that had amazing action unless you were Jackie Chan or something like that. And he doesn't even know karate for real.
Or so, you're watching like a John Woo movie or something.
Yeah, exactly. So the action was never supposed to be, you know, high intensity kickback. It was going to be a couple good cutaways with some punches. And
yeah.
Yeah,
it's mostly Will Smith fighting a metal guy. And by the way, in one of the best jokes of the whole movie, kicking the metal guy in the nuts and the cowbell ringing. And that he goes, no way.
Yeah. That was pretty damn funny. It had some funny lines.
Although that is also following up one of the worst jokes of the whole movie, which is Will Smith throwing a guy who had knives for hands off of the giant mechanical spider and saying, okay, no more Mr. Knife guy.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's pretty bad.
But that, it just goes to show you, it's not for us.
It's not for us.
We're adults. A
12-year-old's going to love that movie. I love that joke.
No more Mr. Knife guy? they're going to go to school and say that.
They're going
to
wear a shirt that says no more Mr. Knife Guy.
Right? It's that's the main misconception, I think, is thinking that the movie is for adults. It's not a, I wouldn't even say it's a family movie. I would say it really is just for teenagers.
It's the kind of movie that, like, you would go to Blockbuster and convince your mom or dad to rent for you.
Yeah,
and then not watch it. When you're over with your boys.
Yeah.
And you pause on the scene where you can see Salma Hayek's butt, and you all just try to hide your little teen boners. And you just watch that over and over again. Just
watch that over and over again. And Garcella, the boobs in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The cute Asian girl that died. That was a weird.
Oh, yeah. Weird, she shows off her butt and says, poke the butt. Also, there's a whole joke that goes way over the heads of children. It sinks right into an adult's brain, and a teen just gets short circuited watching somebody talk about plugging a hole.
Yeah. And then he kills everyone in the room and walks away. That was was an interesting plot point, but that's fine. They wanted a cute Asian girl in the movie.
Yeah. They wanted a cute Asian girl in the movie. Who's named Mrs. East.
Yeah.
So they can get in the East meets West joke a whole bunch.
Still in the 90s.
This is a very, like, I've talked about a handful of 90s movies on this. Mm-hmm. And in terms of, like, the kinds of jokes that 90 movies make.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of those, like, I wouldn't necessarily call them, like, gay panic jokes. The way that you would, like, Ace Ventura, for instance, right, has some, like, overt, like, pretty transphobic stuff reflecting back on it. And I'm watching this, I'm like, this is pretty progressive as far as a joke, as far as movies where, like, you're making fun of somebody who's dressing like a lady in order to get information at a whorehouse.
Yeah. That, and then there was a lot of overtly race jokes.
Yes.
Right? And then, because every time Will Smith and the villain, I forget his name. Every time Mr. West and Dr. Loveless would get into it, he would be saying race jokes, and then Will Smith would just be saying
amputee jokes.
Amputee jokes.
Like a shitty roast battle.
Like a very shitty roast battle. It's interesting, though. It's interesting. Yeah, I never, now that you say that, it is interesting how the movie was just for the time. It's not like necessarily one of those movies that, like, you know, of course you could like show a teenager it, but I wouldn't say, hey, if you want to know what a 90s movie is, watch Wild Wild West. I wouldn't say that.
No, I think there are certainly better movies that encapsulate what the feeling of the 90s is like. Yeah. And Wild Wild West is definitely a movie that, like, I feel like could only really exist in its current form being made and coming out in like 1999.
Yeah.
Like, there's a very tight, small window that Wild Wild West could come out in. Like, can you imagine if this movie came out in 2001, like in the summer of 2001, they would have pulled that shit as soon as 9/11 happened.
Yeah, no, they would have pulled that shit.
There's too many movies. There's too many scenes of a terrorist and a giant metal spider destroying cities. That's not gonna fly. This is a very pre 9/11 late 90s movie.
The president getting kidnapped. No.
Yes.
That's not gonna. Twice, actually. He got kidnapped twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Yeah. They're probably not going to allow that.
So why, out of all your movies that you could have chosen, why this one? Why Wild Wild West? At the end of the day, is it just because you recognize that, like, people are not giving it a fair shake because they're assuming it deserves to be so much better than it actually is?
Yes. Well, I would... Yes and no. One, because I do genuinely like the movie. I never had a problem with the movie. And then two, it's just, I don't think that movie gets a fair shake. Is it the best? Of course, no. I'm not going to say it's the greatest movie ever. Or I wouldn't even say it's a decent movie, right? It's not like amazing, but it's not like horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that people talk about it in like historical movie sense, they always point to that as being like an epic failure of a movie. When in reality, it did make money. It didn't like, you know, break the bank of like, you know, trillions of dollars, but it broke even and it made a profit to an extent. Right. So you can't say the movie was a failure.
Yeah.
Now, is it like, you know, Independence Day that was made for like 20 million and made, you know, 500 million? No, of course not. No, we're not going to use that as an example, but you know, they all can't be bangers. Sometimes you just got to have a good song on the album.
That's true. Yeah, sometimes all you need is Wild Wild West, hit single by Will Smith featuring
Cisco. Well, technically featuring Drew Hill.
Yep.
It's really just Cisco.
And Kool Moe Dee.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because he released a song called Wild Wild West in the 80s, and then he just reperforms the chorus.
Why am I just now knowing that Wild Wild West was essentially a cover song that Will Smith stole from?
Also, did you know that Wild Wild West samples Stevie Wonder's I Wish?
Stevie Wonder's I Wish? Yes. I know I know that one. Samples. It takes the melody.
Yes.
From Stevie Wonder's I Wish. Yeah.
What a movie. What a movie.
I liked it. I think that the movie was needed. I think if we're talking about Will Smith's career, right? He was on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
Like a nonstop hit after hit after hit after hit. Right? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air ended on a high note, right? Then he did literally the year Fresh Prince of Bel-Air came out, Independence Day came out.
Right.
So he was literally number one, period. Right? You can't get better than Will Smith.
True.
Right? And then right after Independence Day, Men in Black. And Men in Black was just a phenomenon. No one thought Men in Black was just phenomenal. Right? And then right after Men in Black, by the way, Independence Day came out, then he came out with an album, and then Men in Black came out, and then he was like, let me make a song for this movie. And that was the beginning of Will Smith making songs for movies. Men in Black. And then Enemy of State came out. Enemy of State was just different than all the other movies he had done, right? Because the other ones, they were more cheeky. I'm gonna be a hero, right? Mr. Tough Guy, save the world. Right. Not Enemy of State. He's running for his life, trying to figure things out. There's a puzzle, technically, right? So now, what do you do next? You try to make another Men in Black, mm-hmm. and it just wasn't as good as Men in Black.
Because you can't be as good as Men. I think part of this also goes down to the writing, too, This is the classic Hollywood problem, especially with a blockbuster like this, is that it has 6 credited writers.
There's 6? Oh, wow. Okay.
The two guys, the Thomas brothers, Jim and John Thomas, credited with the story, because they created Predator. And then there's 2 writing teams.
Wait, they created Predator or they wrote Predator? They created
the Predator franchise.
Wow. Okay, wow.
They wrote the original movie.
Damn.
And these guys wrote the story for Wild Wild West. And then there were 4 other guys who got brought in and rewrote the script. And I think what I'm guessing is that the movie was originally written to be an adult movie, mm-hmm. and probably an R-rated movie. And my final question to you about the longevity of this movie is, this movie obviously was turned into a PG-13 movie that was made for teens, right? If this movie was overtly an R-rated movie, you know, maybe not like hard R, we're not seeing a lot of like blood and guts and stuff necessarily, or gore, but we'll probably see a little bit. We may see some actual boobs and butts, maybe mm-hmm. some full frontal. If that movie comes out with still the jaunty Will Smith Wild Wild West single driving it, and the entire same cast, the same everything, but just an R-rated version of Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a good movie? Think that works? Or is it, or does it have to be a movie that's just for teens?
I can't visualize a movie, a Wild Wild West, that isn't just for teens. But I'm not going to say that there are jokes that you can say in an R-rated movie that are way better than you can say in a PG-13 movie, mm-hmm. right? There are different fight scenes. There's different kind of action you can do in an R-rated movie than you can do in a PG-13 movie. I don't think the movie would be better. I think the movie would still be a good movie, but I don't think it would just be better if it was rated R.
Okay.
In my opinion. Right. But I mean, I would love to. That'd be funny if they did remake Wild Wild West and just make it rated R.
That'd be fun. If there's any production companies out there listening to this podcast, R-rated Wild Wild West, I would pay to see R-rated Wild Wild West.
There's a lot of like movies that if you look back, they should be like The Mask with Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been rated R. Because
oh yeah.
The Mask was a comic book, and that comic book is a rated R comic book.
Yes,
it's ridiculous.
So I would love to see like the Boys version of Wild Wild West.
Yes, listen, put the Boys version of a lot of things, and I'll watch that immediately.
Yes,
that show is amazing.
I love that show. And this is, I mean, here's the thing: it was based on an old TV show, The Wild Wild West. I think could have been, they pegged it as James Bond on horseback. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's make it feel a little bit more cool and bombastic.
Exactly. So if it was, and going back to your point, which you made, which I didn't realize what happened, the fact that you said it was supposed to be James Bond on horseback. So what happened in the writing process? When you go from the two guys that created the Predator series, which is a dope ass series.
Yes.
Right? That's still a popcorn cruncher kind of movies, but still the storylines are still dope. Right?
Uh-huh.
So what happened in the writing process when you go from the Predator series guys to four other writers to whatever this was?
Yes.
Right. So what happened? Why wasn't it with the acting, with the actors that they had? Why wasn't it James Bond on horseback?
I don't know. And especially because the writing teams they brought in, they wrote great movies. They wrote Who Framed Roger Rabbit. All right. They'd written Short Circuit and Tremors.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow they fucked this movie up too much, which is a problem when you have too many writers. It's too many cooks. Yeah. It's literally too many cooks in the kitchen.
What probably happened is that they were really trying to make another Men in Black.
Yeah.
And Men in Black Western.
Can't do it.
You can't.
All the giant spiders in the world will not save this movie.
No. No. You can't.
Right?
So, I don't know.
It is what it is. And by the way, this is just a little Easter egg for everybody at home. So I'm on the Wikipedia page right now, as I tend to be during these episodes. And I accidentally moused over the poster for the movie, which, pretty solid poster. I remember seeing this poster a lot in like Burger Kings and stuff when they had the Wild mm-hmm. Wild West toys and at the movies. Which the trailer for this movie heavily features the giant spider, as it should. I moused over and it has like alt text, which they have sometimes for blind mm-hmm. people who go to Wikipedia and want to read about Wild Wild West for some reason. This is pretty good. This is an alt text description of what the Wild Wild West poster looks like. So just close your eyes, viewers, and listen and see if you can picture the Wild Wild West.
I will close my eyes as well.
Close your eyes, Kazim. Two 19th century gentlemen, an African American and a Caucasian, each wielding guns and beneath a gigantic metallic W, are facing the viewer. Beneath them is a giant flame spewing mechanical spider, the film's title and credits.
Okay.
That's the poster.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to see that movie, right?
I if I'm 12.
If you're 12 and that's all you need.
If I'm 12. Yeah. I genuinely think the writers had a good script, and then the studio came back and was like, "Listen, this is our demographic. Mm-hmm. We want the kids that loved Men in Black to love Wild Wild West, and just have their parents drop them off at the movie theater to go see it.
Right. And you know what? I'm totally fine with movies being made specifically for teenagers that are action-packed and got a little side boob in there and a little cleavage. Mm-hmm. Hey, if they're not overt war propaganda like the Transformers franchise is, then fine by me.
Really?
Oh, dude, have you seen Transformers lately?
No, I've only seen the I saw the Shia LaBeouf ones.
Dude, the original Transformers is half a commercial for the military.
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right. Now that I'm really thinking about what's going on. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I know.
What?
Michael Bay is one of the greatest propagandists of our time.
Oh man. What about Ninja Turtles? What did you do to Ninja Turtles? Please tell me Ninja Turtles is fine.
I haven't seen Ninja Turtles, but
okay. The original Ninja Turtles were amazing. I loved those movies. But then again, those movies were for kids also.
I got to watch those. I liked Wild Wild West, and that's a movie that's for children. So maybe I should watch more.
You've never seen for kids. Wait, have you seen the original Ninja Turtles?
Nope.
It's on HBO Max.
All right. Both, well, I know what I'm going to watch next time. I got a little time off.
Both of them are on HBO Max. They're good. The original ones, not this Michael Bay bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
You got to get an actual guy heating up in a turtle suit and no CGI, actual people in turtle suits fighting. It's hilarious.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, Kazim, I legitimately have to thank you for putting Wild Wild West in my frame of reference because...
No problem.
You know what, guys? It's not that bad. It's pretty bad, but it's not as bad as you think it is. It's not as bad. Okay. You've been tricked.
Yes, it is a bad movie, but it's a bad movie for us. A good movie for teenagers.
Yes. Teens need a movie like this. And Kazim understands that. And I do too now. Where can the listeners find you on the internet if they want to argue with you and try and tell you that Wild Wild West is total bullshit and an artistic disaster, which it is, but that's okay.
Yes, it's okay. And you may argue with me online at Kazim Comedy. That's K-A-Z-E-E-M Comedy on all platforms. Also, like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. And I also have a podcast called Tough Choice with Kazim Rahman. That's wherever you find podcasts. You can just look up Kazim Rahman and you'll find it.
Look it up, guys. Go look it up. Like Kazim said, please like, share, and subscribe this podcast. Tell a friend if you haven't already. And if you really like the show, subscribe to Patreon. You get bonus episodes every week and access to my full film library if you're willing to pony up a little bit more. And this has been Blockbusting. Go see something good for a change. Like Wild Wild West, surprisingly.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for doing it.